Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Mo. Sexy. Oh, get it sexy. All right, we can't play it too long because they'll be done cut us off.
I ain't lying, though.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Mo. Oh, nope.
Here we go.
Listen, I feel like a rookie in here. It's been so long. The last time I podcasted was my birthday. So it's been February, March, April, 3 months.
Oh.
But it's been busy. It's been busy. It's been super busy. And I don't have good balance. So we already know that. So let's just move on. Anyway, so I have a very special guest. If you didn't know, it's motherfucking Moses Week in the city.
Yes. And
I couldn't start the week off without having Moses in the building. Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm blessed.
Good. You look blessed.
Yes.
Listen, you look, your skin glowing, hair popping. You look blessed. So it's going to be so much going on. It's Freaknik this weekend. Moses has reincarnated the original Freaknik. Like, if you old as me, then you know that bitch was lit. I went with my, I snuck and went with an older cousin and I had to be like 14. I was appalled.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. It was ass everywhere. It was coochie and ass and titties everywhere. And for a child my age, I was like, what is going on? I can't believe my cousin lied to my parents and told them we was going to pick one of her friends up from school and we was coming right back. And my parents being oblivious didn't know chicken scratch from their asshole and was like, all right, y'all be safe. Y'all need some gas money.
Right.
And sent us right on our way. And honey.
A time was had
for a 14-year-old.
Correct. I can only imagine.
At first I got there, I was so nervous. I was like,
because it seems so unreal.
People
really act like this.
Well, not even that people act like this. There were police around, but no, they weren't acting how they act now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it wasn't, get in your car, da, da, da.
They were
really letting people have fun.
That's how I was last year here.
Yeah.
The police. Like, the police was so cool.
Oh, good.
They was twerking on top of the police cars and everything. It was like
bow,
really
bow,
good.
Bow,
exactly.
Bow.
Yeah, we need them same ones.
Exactly.
Listen, keep that same energy this weekend.
Please do.
When you come down to May Park.
Please.
But listen, I always say come and have a good time. Leave all that bullshit at the house.
Correct.
We all just really want to have a good time. But sometimes, and if you like me, and I've said, me and Kid Joe had a conversation one time. I said, I don't go out because I'm an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
And so my fear is, what if something pop off?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So my anxiety is always on 10. I don't like large crowds. So I can't have a good time because I'm like this the whole time.
Correct. Right.
Well, why they doing that? Well, why they running? What's in his pocket?
Yeah.
Well, what they arguing about? So that's how my head is going and I can't have a good time. So I'm going to wear. And that's hard to explain to people, especially my friends, because they always say, oh, come out, go out. And I'm like, my anxiety will not allow me to have a good time.
Yeah.
So like Limelight, I could deal with that. But as soon as that bitch get too packed, I be done telling them, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. I be texting from my car, hey, I'm on my way home. I knew y'all was going to try to make me stay. I'm already gone.
She is the queen of goddamn slipping out. You hear me?
Listen, I don't want nobody to be like, don't go.
Yeah.
Why are you leaving? No, my battery capacity has depleted and it's time to move on. It's time to go home. It's time to go where I feel safe. Shit don't happen over here at 3522.
Right.
So I can control everything that
go on
in here. I like to have a good time. I just don't like extremely large crowds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised I can be okay in concerts, but I'm so caught up in the moment and having a good time.
Yeah, that's different too. Yeah.
And it's a little different, but clubs, bars, all that stuff. I took Monday off now. I'm gonna come out there and have a good time with y'all this weekend.
Have a very, very, very good time.
Bitch, if I see somebody move funny, I am headed to
that's my biggest thing. That's the number one thing. Like, I'm just cool with paying for security. Like, I have I got all the club security working and police. Like,
that's nice.
I don't want no problems. Because I always say I would feel so bad if something happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, such and such at Moses event.
Oh, yeah.
No, so, yeah. And that just lives on forever.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, no matter how much of a good time you intend for people to have, they're always going to just kind of like coin it on, oh, what happened at this event.
Correct.
So it's kind of like this negative thing. But yeah, we're going to get a little bit further into that. But I want to talk just to you. I got Shay with me from Good Talks with Shay Good.
Yes.
Listen, had to drag her out of the house. She been having a Spider-Man birthday weekend all weekend with my boy over there. And so, but thank you for coming, friend.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. This your payback from last night. All
right.
My girl had me in here doing homework with her ass last night. Yeah. I was like, bitch, I just took my melatonin. I'm sleeping.
We trying to get this master's degree by any means.
Any means necessary. I feel you. So let's go back a little bit. Not too far, but we're going to go back. So tell us a little bit about Moses. Some not stuff people know. Let's start with born and raised, Augusta, okay, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's start there.
All right, so I was born St. Louis, Missouri.
What? Yes. You're not from Augusta?
No.
Shit.
Well, I'm from Augusta because I've been here since I was 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically, yeah.
Now, goddamn it, little known Black History fact. I did not know that. Yeah,
my father, military. My father and mother, military.
Okay.
So, moved here, been here forever. Graduated from
Glen
Hill.
Okay, so you went to the Hill. How was life on the Hill?
Ghetto. I love Glen Hills.
Keep it real.
I love, but you know, we was a hood school.
Of course.
It was very interesting.
But I feel like the hood schools had the most love and affection.
Yes, definitely. Like, it taught me so much.
Absolutely. You, those are really where you like learn a whole lot about you, other people, life.
Correct.
I went to Josie. Shout out to 15th Street, yes, baby, because let me tell you something. I was a sheltered child, and honey, I wanted to go to Josie, yeah, though. And they sent me down there, and I was like, oh, bitch.
I actually wanted to go to like a, I wish I would have went to like a, no, I love Glen Hills now, don't get me wrong.
All right, don't say the wrong thing.
Right, but I wanted to go somewhere like Greenbrier or Evans, yeah, or I wanted to go to one of those schools.
At least
for a year.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to stand out more. You know what I'm saying? Glen Hills is kind of like, oh, you... Yeah, you got to do so much to just be like your own person, I feel like, yeah, in high school.
How was high school for you? Was it like, were you the cool kid?
I was very popular.
Okay, because you're popular now, nigga. I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was all of them.
So were you still like just creating your own lane even back then?
I was. I really was. We used to have a crew. We called ourselves the Glam Squad. So
okay.
It was like me and all my best friends. And we were so grown back then because we was going to like clubs, like real life clubs,
yeah.
Dream, 706.
People don't believe you when you say that. What's the one that was on Damascus Road? Touch of Class.
Ooh,
baby, yes. Let me tell you something. I snuck in that bitch, yeah, plenty of days.
So they used to be like, oh, they go to the Glam Squad, and they used to always just let us in because like everybody was so in love with my homegirls. Because they were so pretty. It was like Sierra, Kawana, Kanisha. So every Wednesday we was at Super C's, every Friday, Saturday, 706, Dreams. Shout out to Kid Joe. He used to get us in there. I can say it now because we older. So we always
Kid Joe was the plug.
Right. We always just got that name, like the Glam Squad, because we always dressed real good and we was just partiers.
Okay.
So we was like hosting parties and events back then at 16.
Did you ever see that was going to be who you were? You were going to be this cool, down-to-earth, popular person who people just gravitate towards?
I really didn't, because I used to always stand in like the back. Stacy was always the face.
Mm-mm.
It was always Stacy. Stacy had the personality. She was the person that was going to talk. I just stood in the back and it was kind of like, oh, these are my friends. So it was kind of like I shied away from it. But then when Stacy got booed up, it was like somebody got to take the forefront. And
yeah, I am.
Right. Here I am. Pick me.
Exactly. So that's when it just took off from there.
Okay. So what was life like after high school? Because I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and he was just talking about how his son just doesn't know what to do right now. And he feels like he's afraid.
Correct.
I said, well, you know, we sheltered our kids. You know, I know Caitlin was that way. But were you afraid of next steps? Did you know what was going to happen next? Did you know what you wanted to do?
I really didn't. I was so I was I knew I wanted to do hair.
Gotcha.
But it was just that fear of telling my daddy I wanted to do hair. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know how to say, hey, I want to do hair. Because my daddy always like try to like force me. I don't want to say force, but you know how men be like, you need to play football. You need to play basketball. Mm-hmm. You need to do this. And it was kind of like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm cheering. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. He want to cheer. I support him in that.
Okay.
So then like,
how hard was that though?
To like,
just
to,
like, just about how, who you were, being you, just being authentically you, but being that way in front of your parents. Right. Because we fear, if nothing else, we fear how our parents feel about us the most.
Yeah, definitely.
So how was that, just like telling your dad what you wanted to do or how you felt or just anything my about parents, you?
They've always been like very supportive. And then this day and age is so much easier, I think. I personally think, because like, growing up with me, it was kind of like a, even with my sexuality, it was kind of like a, you don't say nothing, I don't say nothing. I know it is what it is.
What's understood don't need to be said.
Correct. You know what
but
saying?
I think that's because of how our parents are.
Right.
Like my grandmother, this is my grandmother's house, I tell people that all the time. But she used to always say, we already know that you got to say that.
Right.
And I feel like that's how they carry things. Like, they knew, but that was just a conversation that was not going to get had.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you was comfortable with the conversation, they were never comfortable with the conversation.
Correct.
So I just feel like that's just how they were, and that's just kind of how we grew up. Like, all right, well, I guess you know, I'm going to go ahead and go about my
correct.
Day.
And that's exactly how it was. So it was kind of like, this is getting uncomfortable. I... Because I really want to live my life now and just be myself. And I was staying with my parents, graduated, staying at the house. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to move to Atlanta. Everybody's dream. Move to Atlanta. So, girl, I saved up my little $1,000. I was working at Applebee's and moved to Atlanta, started working at Applebee's up there.
Okay.
And I still was trying to find myself because, like, all my friends were in college at Clark.
Yeah.
They doing fashion. They doing this, then the third. But then I was just up there doing hair. So one of my homeboys was like, you just need to go to school. Just go ahead and go to school to do hair. I was like, I can't afford to go to school and live in Atlanta. I'm working at Applebee's. Whew. Don't have no car. I got to get on this MARTA bus, girl.
Listen, rushing to get off work.
Yes. Girl, the MARTA shut down at 12. Y'all, I need to go. We need to close these tables out.
I was going
to
say, can somebody close me out, please? Yes. I want to close out early.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to move back home.
Mm-hmm.
And just move back in with my parents, go to hair school,
okay,
or whatever. So I did that, came back home. I told my dad, I was like, Dad, I want to do hair. And, you know, we be in our minds so much about, like you said, like what our parents going to say. My dad was like, I mean, son, if that what you want to do, do it. So I was like, in my head, I was like, I done wasted all these years of my life.
Yeah.
Worrying about what you're going to say. And well, just like,
because we're afraid. We want their approval.
Correct.
If nothing else. I had a conversation with my godmother a couple of weeks ago, and I was just talking about how my mom wasn't excited enough for me when I told her I was about to graduate in June.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, you know, that's just a kid thing. You're always going to, you know, grown or young, you're always going to look for your parents' approval,
right,
for them to be excited for you. Cause you know, our goal is always just to make them proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how old you get, you're still that little kid on the inside who wants their parent to be proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a everybody thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So he said that, went to hair school. I was actually going with my cousin,
okay,
Kay Turner.
Shout out to Kay.
Yes,
Kay gonna be coming to see me. I'm excited.
Me and her was in school. So then she was like, I'm finna open a salon. So I was like, girl, I'm going back to Atlanta. I'm not finna work in all that. So she was like, no, come on, just work. Get you some practice. Get you some practice before you go to Atlanta. So I was like, okay. And then y'all, literally, no lie, I graduated. I started doing hair like a Tuesday. And ever since then, like, that's just been
that's
my only job. Like, hair.
Your whole life.
Whole life.
Did you ever think it was just, first of all, if you have never had your hair done by Moses, no bullshit, you're missing a good experience. Nah, that nigga a little heavy handed.
Yes,
I ain't gonna tell you no lie. Woo, first time Moses did my hair, I was like, God damn it. But listen, when he turned me around, I was like, oh shit, this shit is cute. So did you ever think it was gonna blow up?
Because really
listen,
didn't.
You, somebody said it on a post that you posted the other day, or you posted it and said, you do more natural hair than anybody in the city. Did you ever think it was just gonna be this thing, like women would just trust you to just like style their hair, take care of their hair, grow their hair, and really just put that shit on?
Yeah. No, I didn't. That's why I said I was just so shocked, like when things just blew up so quick. It just came so fast, and I was just like continuously book. So then 14 years later, I'm still right here. Good. Yeah.
So is that your middle name?
Danilio.
Yeah. How did Hair by Danilio come about? Was that like a brand that you wanted to brand for yourself? Or was that something that you was like, woke up one day and was like, all right, this is what it's going
to
be?
I always wanted to go by Danilio. I actually hate being called Moses.
Really?
Yes. But I got that from my dad. And my dad's name is Moses. So
what you want us to call him?
So Moses is cool because now I hate when people be like, Danilio, Don. I'm like, Danilio. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it with attitude. But I'm so tired of people messing up my name. But I really would love to go by Danilio. Yes. And I don't know why that aggravates me so bad when somebody say my name wrong.
Really?
Or especially if they say it like, if I'm getting like an award or doing something and
you should practice
like,
that.
Hair by Danilio. I'm like, who is that?
I can imagine you your face.
Yeah, it's like, who is that? No, you got to get it right. And people used to always like, Moses, it's not that serious. And I'm like, yes, it is. That serious. Like, this is my brand. This is my name. So I'm not going to just let you call me anything.
Absolutely. I think people get upset when you, some people, white people, I feel like they get upset when you correct them. No, why would you say my name? Or say, hey, I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Correct.
Can you help me out a little bit? Or say something to that nature.
Yes. I had a teacher, a black teacher. Shout out to Miss Walker from GMC. She used to tell me, correct them every time. Every time they get it wrong, correct them.
Yeah.
And so that way, next time, they don't get it wrong.
Listen, right. I got the simplest name of all. And people will road rail that shit. They'll call me Monica. I've been called Mona Q. Like, just all kind of dumb shit. And I'd be looking at the paper like, this shit ain't hard. Yes. Like, how do you get that wrong? But anyway, so Hair by Danilio.
Yes.
And, ooh, child, everybody want to be a doll, baby. Yes, everybody wants to be a doll. How did you just say, this is my brand, this is my baby. I'm going to brand this into something bigger than me.
It started really just watching Ming Lee, honestly. That was my go-to when it came to like advertising, how I wanted to put myself out there, what I wanted to brand myself as, like really just studying her. And it was just like, okay, I always call girls like, you welcome, doll. Thank you, doll. You know what I'm saying? So I was sitting, I was like, I'm just going to call everybody a doll, like a Barbie doll. You know what I'm saying? So it was my job. You like to play with Barbie dolls. And with your Barbie dolls, what you do? You're changing their clothes. You're putting their makeup on. So,
and you're doing their hair.
And you're doing their hair. So it's like, that's why every girl should want to be the doll. Come sit in my chair and get the experience.
Absolutely. Come on, come sit in my chair and get the experience. I love it. So now that you've become this bomb hairstylist, now you kind of transition into something else because you doing hair in the daytime, baby. Yes. But at nighttime, you slinging them bottles.
Yes.
You getting everybody full of the spirits.
Yeah.
How did you become a bartender? How did that come about?
Working at Applebee's. I started working at
Applebee's. Applebee's. Listen, yes. I worked at Applebee's. I got 2 or 3 friends that work at Applebee's. Did you work at Rice Bar Road?
No, I worked at Winston Spring.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Baby, let me tell you, we worked over in the Trap.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Rice Bar Road. Listen, fun times. If you ain't never been to Applebee's on Rice Bar Road, baby, you weren't living.
Yes.
So.
Right by, Alice Sports Bar, right? What, Alice Sports Bar next to it?
Oh, yeah. They used to be like a Shoney's or something.
Yep,
telling my age again. Yeah, yes. They turned it into a sports bar, then a crab leg place and something else. And now it's like Dollar General.
It surely is. Yeah. But started bartending at Applebee's and then moved to Atlanta. Then, like I said, the Marlins start running. So I was like, I still need some type of income. So they was like, you start bartending. So I started bartending in the morning up there. Or whatever. Then when I moved back here, I was bartending, going to school and bartending that night back at Applebee's. And then I got into the club because Tron and Duel came to, they used to come to 3D, they used to come to Applebee's all the time.
Okay.
And they used to eat and they was like, we finna open up a club around the corner. this, then the third. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
You didn't want to do that?
No.
Why?
I did not want to work in a club. So I was like, that's too ghetto for me. I just like dealing with these people,
listen,
getting my money. And
if you don't know, Moses is a little bougie. Yeah. Don't be fooled now.
I was like, I'm not dealing with that. I like to deal with these people. They got to be home. They leave at 12. We close and boom, I'm done. Yeah. So he was like, you don't got nobody for me? I was like, I got a homegirl. He was like, she pretty? I was like, yeah. He was like, who is? I was like, Yaz. So I put Yaz down with him. So then 3DL opened up. Yaz used to come to Applebee's on her break all the time. And I'm talking about she had like a bag full of money. And this was like 9 o'clock after the band left 3DL. I'm talking about like a bag full of money. And I'm sitting here with my tip jar. And I probably got like $6 in there. And she coming here with his bag. So I was like, girl, what the world? She was like, Moses, this is the best thing you've ever done for me. I cannot believe this. I'm making so much money. Oh my God. So I'm in my head now. I'm like this bitter ass friend. Like, bitch, why pissed would I off. Get you a Yes? I'm pissed, but I don't want to tell her. Like, I was like, oh, girl, that's good.
But in your head, you're like, girl, fuck you.
Yes, for real. So after that, she worked there probably like 2 months. And I'm talking about everybody at that time that was working at 3DL, they quit their jobs. Because and they were just working at 3DL every day. And they were walking down there literally like $1,000 a day. Mm, so that's like $6,000 a week.
About to quit my goddamn job.
Correct. Shit. Oh, girl, ain't like that no more. It's not like
shit,
that.
Shit,
no
it
more.
Is on Tuesdays. Because goddamn it, shout out to Turbo. Yeah. She had that bitch rocking every fucking Tuesday.
Really does. Yes. So I was like, I'm finna go down here and ask, can I get a job? So I asked, I was like, can I get a job? He was like, man, we fooled up. I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, forget it. So then everything happened with them. They end up closing down. They open up back up as Rendezvous. So they was like, man, Moses, come on down here and work. I was like, okay, I'll come work. I'm going to do it. I ain't saying this ghetto this time. I'm finna go work. I'm finna go get that
check. I'm about to go get that bag.
Girl, we opened up. It was so dead right
my, the tables have turned.
It was so dead. Literally, we was leaving work at 7 o'clock and going to other bars and, like, drinking and stuff. Mm. And then Radik ended up getting out of jail. When he got out, he, like, picked it back up. And it started rocking. It was, like, booming. And then studio opened, and I was like,
man,
I need a new vibe because this ain't really doing it for me.
Why? What changed?
It started getting together. You know what I'm saying? They started letting them smoke.
Again.
Yeah.
Moses is a little bougie now.
So I was like, this ain't really for me. They started letting them smoke in there. Yeah. And then this is when people start getting on them drugs heavy, and they just ain't had no respect for you. They'll sit there, literally, I done seen people snort the line just at the front of the bar. Do it right in front of you. Yeah. Oh, like, no cool.
Listen, I just want to say, discreetness is, like, at an all-time low.
Yes.
People put everything on the internet.
Tell everything.
They
do everything.
Everything
yes.
in front of you. It's like, you have no privacy, or there's such a lack of privacy these days.
Yes.
And I guess, why do you think that is?
I think because people just like to... I think they think it's cute because the other day I told me and Thug was talking.
Pull your mic up.
I said, I don't know why grown people with real jobs feel the need to tell social media they on drugs. Now, don't get me wrong.
So weird.
We all have our little, you know, whatever that
correct.
We do.
We all got our vices.
Right.
But for you to get on social media with a blunt in your hand,
craziest thing to me.
You got a job that probably gonna drug test you tomorrow. That is crazy to me.
Listen, not even. The drug thing, yes, but I will never understand for the life of me how and why people tell their business and then get up on social media. You posted it on social media and then you're upset because your family members done found out or somebody done seen it.
So crazy.
You posted it.
So crazy.
Or somebody done commented that didn't agree with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
now
you
like, oh, now y'all in my business. Yeah, ma'am, well, you put it out there.
Yes. Ma'am, this is HBO at this fucking point.
Correct.
I don't even
so
turn
weird.
My TV on no more. I'm going to the Facebook for the free entertainment.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so. It's so weird. Or like... Even when people like post something and then somebody a screenshot, stop screenshotting my. Why would you put it up there? What was the point? Like, why would you go through all that? You know what I'm saying?
You know and we then, put a screenshot yes. into the group
Let me
chat.
Tell you something. I'm gonna screenshot as soon as I see it, bitch, because I know y'all crazy ass might take it bad down.
Yeah.
I need it for everybody.
Correct.
I need it for the group chat.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and send it.
So you transitioned to studio. Shout out to studio.
Yes,
opening
studio
back up this
back.
Week.
Yes, open back up. Yes.
So
girl,
excited.
Turn that. Keep clapping.
Listen, come on. One more time.
One more time. Girl.
Moses say back to the bed, baby.
What you say? Girl, this has been the longest.
How long they been down?
2.5 years.
Okay. I swear.
It seems like it's so quick. Yeah. But
I was going to say, it feels like yesterday we was at the closing party, the little block party.
Girl, don't even remind me.
In a little lawn
Girl,
chairs.
Fuck Darlene, child.
Yes, seriously.
I'm so bad I ain't get my fuck Darlene Girl, shirt. I missed that bitch by 20 minutes.
When we open up Friday, that's my birthday outfit. Yes. Yes, girl, it's my birthday. You better believe I'm working.
Moses said, back to the motherfucking trap, bitch.
Oh, my God. I missed that
Come
money
tip
so
Money
bad.
Mo on Friday Please. At the new studio. Yes. It's nice. I seen my brother sent me a video. Yes. It's really nice. I like
it's
it.
It's very nice. It's grown.
I'm proud of Deron.
Yes. Yes, I'm so proud of Deron.
Yeah. Because
he don't have to stress no more. He's been stressing. Everybody's been stressing. Girl, this was the longest. Just imagine, like, okay, so I live good off of doing hair, but just that extra income.
Yeah.
And like extra income. Like we was living like, we was there and going dope boys, dope girls. Like it was like fiends. We were crackheads to get to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's one job. You was like somebody begging to work for you.
That's why I can't nobody ever tell me money can't make you happy.
Yeah.
Baby, let me tell you, when these bills paid,
girl,
ain't
what?
Nobody sending me a disconnect notice or email. Okay. And I could go out and freely do 2 or 3 things that I want to do. I'm extremely, or when my child is fine, yeah. or I could send her a couple of $100, I am in the best of spirits. Oh, but bitch.
Yes. All right.
When that thing say negative something, yes, I'm yes. over here in tears. Like, why me, Lord?
Yes, yes. So I'm so happy that. It is bad because that was the stress. Like it, and the reason it was so stressful because it was like, for starters, that was like my happy place when it came yeah. to bartending. I love working at studio. And then, like, the money. Studio was just giving, like, they'll just give you money, just giving just money. Here you go.
You
money,
got to
money. And then now it was like, the name Money Mo has helped me so much because it's like, okay, Money Mo, huh? And
they just make Let me get rain. Some more.
And, yeah. And then, but now with bartending, Turbo has switched the game up so, so much.
Shout out to Turbo.
I thought you was going to break her with you.
Listen, let me say this. She had the baby. People can say whatever they want.
I keep forgetting
Turbo
a new mama.
Yes. So she keep forgetting herself.
Her life a little different right now.
Girl, grab the baby.
Listen, I called Shay one day. I was laughing so hard. I said, girl, please go watch Turbo Snap. That motherfucker said she rode all the way to work with the baby in the back.
Yes. Seriously.
The best
Girl, we was at
I was crying tears.
Veracruz. We was at Veracruz one day and she, you know, these new moms got all these new stuff.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And she an old school mom. Turbo had a baby in 12 years. So she was trying to get the stroller up. Y'all, the baby was in the car. She was just slinging the baby around trying to get the... I was like, girl, the baby is in the car. Y'all, people was running out the restaurant. They was like, is everything okay?
Oh
everything
all right?
She was just slinging the baby around. She was like, oh, y'all got it. You got to press this button and the baby ended up... I said, girl, you and this baby. This is crazy.
Listen, that's how she was. Starting all the way the fuck over. Every time I call her, well, I got the baby. Bitch, you and this fucking baby.
Starting over is hard because, like, with me and my daughter, she was 10. I ain't had to pack no bag. I ain't had to use no car seat. I ain't had to worry about her. She can literally be like, hey, mom, my dad outside. I'm leaving. All right, girl. See you in a week.
Absolutely.
You know? But now having this new baby, it's like, I can't even sleep right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't even jump up and say, oh, I'm on my way. God damn. Hold on.
Let me give me a babysitter first. Yeah.
So it is, it's a like a new way of living. You know, you really have to mentally prepare yourself every day because sometimes you might forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
oh, Moses just called me. I'll be back. Damn, ain't nobody. Okay, Moses, yeah. give me an hour.
Give me a second. Let me get myself together.
Exactly.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Like, really, yeah. a real process.
Even for your friends, because it's kind of like, let me call Turbo. Damn, she got that damn baby. And I said to her, like, she got that damn baby, girl.
Listen, no lie. I swear to God, that's how I felt when Jack was first born. I was like, oh, you want... Don't worry about it. I'll come over there and
right.
see y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, girl. But look, my boy 3 now.
Hello.
Yeah. We could get up and move around.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
No problem. He got his mother. Long as he got that goddamn iPad, baby, we are in a good space.
Yes.
So how do you feel that, because you mentioned, like, Turbo has really, like, turned the game.
Yeah, she changed. When I say she changed the game, like, bartending at first used to be poop, drink, pour it, juice, boom, give it to you, go and watch your business.
Yeah.
Turbo got in the game. She want to dance, stand on top of the bar. She want to entertainment. Like, the whole
full-out show. She is definitely an entertainer.
So it's kind of like, after you go experience what Turbo's doing, everybody expects all bartenders to, like,
no lie,
what
I
you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you gonna do? And which I respect the game. So now, it's a job. Like, you really have to, you have to dance.
You got to show up.
You got to smile. Yeah. You got to show up. You got to do this.
You got
to
put
that
shit on.
You got to make sure you look good. You know what I'm saying? Before, if I didn't feel like I just go to work, a little t-shirt, some flip-flops, a hat pulled down, may throw on some glasses, trying to be incognito. No, you have to go, most go get your hat cut, make sure you look decent, yeah, make sure you, like, everything is on point. Mm-hmm. So now, and then, which I see it now too, it brings you so much more money too.
Yeah,
it brings you
because,
so,
listen,
so much
it's,
more money.
It's really about fostering relationships.
Correct.
You meet so many people at the bar.
You do.
People are just wanting to let their hair down, have a good time. Bitch, I just worked 8 hours. That nigga done cheated on me. This kid done ran my blood pressure up. Yeah. I just ran over a goddamn nail today. Let me, correct, matter of fact, pull this bitch up, please. I need two right here.
Yeah.
So a bar is really where people kind of really let their hair down. And I remember telling my brother one time, 3DL is like the Black Cheers. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever watched Cheers, they were at the fucking bar every goddamn day. But they was, yes, white. That was it. That,
right,
was the only difference. And that is how I, like, for me, that's how I imagine 3DL.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see people there on Tuesday, I be like, y'all don't have no hard time getting up on Wednesday. Like,
girl, the hardest time.
And I be wanting to stop.
I have the hardest. Like, they want to party all week. I'm like, y'all, I stay at the work Tuesday and Wednesday. It's no way I can party. It take me forever to, like, this morning. It took, like, I got drunk last night. It,
look, that's why I text you today.
To
I said, hey, boo.
Long as we went in the morning, afternoon, but I just got better, like, 4 o'clock.
Look, I told my boy, I said, hey, we need to reschedule. He's like, no, boo, I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't know what you did last night.
Got tore up at the bar with Andre. All right.
Shout out to Cool.
Oh, all man. Right.
Oh, man, I'm like, that is so
all right.
Funny.
Listen. What's his name?
All right. They be like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, I don't know. I just be yelling the name.
Listen, that is so funny. I think, I don't remember when or where or how I met you, but I just remember telling somebody, Moses has to be the most fun person to be around.
Thank you.
Ever. Like, I don't ever not remember laughing till I had tears in my eyes. Yes. We were in Limelight one night, and the Whitney Houston thing, what was she saying? And you kept saying, thank you, or something like that.
What was he saying? We was in there that night.
That was the Whitney Houston thing.
What were you saying, though?
What was she saying? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
She was on a awards thing, and she was like, thank you, or something like that.
I know what y'all talking. I remember.
And Moses said that shit all fucking night. And he kept by. He was like, you want another shot? Come on, let's go.
Yes.
Drunk.
I'm telling you, Coop be like, Moses, you just going to buy the whole club a drink? I be like, listen. Y'all, when I get tipsy, I think I'm rich. You think I am like.
Moses, you probably are rich.
Not there yet.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming.
I'm living good.
Okay. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm living good. But you get me drunk, I'm literally like, hey, cool.
You want a shot?
Put everybody on the tab. And get the tab and be like, what the hell?
Fuck? Listen, be scared to open up that back app the
next
morning.
I'd be so terrified to look at that next morning. And then, to be honest, you don't even need to look at it until Wednesday because that's just showing you what you spent. Everywhere I go, I have to tip. I tip good, yeah, all the time. So
how does that come into play with you being a bartender? Do you? I know you probably tip well because you want people to tip you well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel when people don't necessarily tip you nicely?
They definitely get an eye roll.
Mm.
And you know, yeah, it's definitely get an eye roll. But not the younger me, beginning money mode would be like, I'm not serving you. Move. But now. The more mature, it's kind of like, you probably just didn't have it that day. You know what I'm saying? Or what you don't leave, I had to put it into perspective, like, maybe they don't got the most, they just came out, they want to have fun.
Yeah.
Which, really, just go get your bottle and sit at home. But then that's not the same vibes as the club either.
Absolutely.
So, but now, whatever one don't do, the next one gone. Over tip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you may not leave nothing, but somebody may come get a $5 drink and they leaving $20 with it. You know what I'm saying?
Got
so.
You.
It'd just be like, let me get you on out the way so I can get to the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think is substantial? So let's just say, I'm going to just throw some shit out there.
Okay. But see, I'm not a good person with this because I'm just going to always.
But you've been doing it for, like, how long you been bartending?
Oof. I've been bartending since I was 20.
Okay.
And I'm finna be 38.
Okay. It's about 17 years, yeah. 18 years. Okay. What do you think is, just off the top of your head, what do you think is substantial? If I get a Crown and ginger ale, two Crown and ginger ales, a Red Bull, and a margarita.
I'm not good with it because, like, just off that, so savings, if.
Let's just say it come up to, like, $45.
What would I give them or what do you think
you should get off of that? Like a $45 tab.
Are you gonna come back? Or is this?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna come back.
Okay, you could just start a tab.
You know, we were talking about the start a tab thing the other day. I was like,
because I don't want you, because I personally think people should start tabs because you're gonna end up spending more money than if you would have. You're gonna end up spending more money doing separate,
gotcha.
Rather than just going to start the tab, going to get a tab, boom.
You know what my fear is? Leaving my motherfucking card there in that tab open. That's my fear. Why I never, like, leave a tab, because I like to sneak out and leave.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm like,
I always come back and get it the next day.
But
they're going to put that 20%
on it. Yeah. Don't do that. Because, baby, I might have two bills coming out the next day.
Yeah, so 45. Five wouldn't be bad.
Oh, that ain't enough.
Yeah.
Now, the temper in me say that ain't enough. I'm going to give you 10 and I'm going to scoot out the way.
Yeah, 10 is good.
Yeah.
But 5 would be bad. But see, somebody like me, I probably just, anytime I go somewhere, I'm always going to leave the bartender $100.
What?
Yeah.
Is that because you're a bartender?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just like to show love. And then sometimes that tip just brightens somebody's day up, too. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, oh, I won't make it no money. But then, some reason that $100 make you feel like you done made some money.
Baby,
like,
you probably gonna be in there slinging them bottles after that $100 tip, bitch. I be in there. Yeah, you good? You straight? What you need? Come on.
But you know what happens is next time they see you coming in, hey, bro, what you want? I already got your special. Yeah, Come on, sit down.
Yeah, they do that. Like, anywhere I go, they already know what I'm drinking and I already have my drink. But I just always got to make sure I take care of the bartender.
Gotcha. Yeah. You have to catch Moses in the heat of the moment. Catch him in. We were in studio one night. I never forget. First of all, shout out to have you seen Moses Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They get down here Thursday.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna be outside this weekend. Listen, if you ain't never seen Moses Brothers, honey, you're missing a good time because that football coach one.
Yeah.
Woo, Jesus. God damn it. That nigga fine. I don't give a damn. Listen, make sure my boy listen to it. Tell him shout out to him. I be on his snap like this. God damn that motherfucker. Anyway, we were in there one night and he was at the bar and it was something going on. You had going on, but both your brothers was there. And I said, hey, tell your brother to get me a da 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 da. And I don't know, you must have had a good attitude that night because you was like, well, what do you want? I was like, don't worry about it. I ain't never seen Moses. I said, but he wasn't mad at me. He was mad with his brother because his brother was talking and then he'll turn around. But he's ordering everybody behind him something. And Moses was like, cut it short, goddamn it.
Because that it just slows the line up, too. Like, when somebody doing that, it's kind of like, no, just let them get up here. And then Jamasha's, that's the one that's under me. He the personal trainer. Like, he's just so nice and friendly, and he want to just keep getting everybody. No,
listen,
get you a notepad and then write it down, then come back to me. Because I can't keep stopping and making a one-by-one drink.
Listen, Moses was pissed. I think that's okay. He was like, no, what you want? It's okay. He gonna get it for you. I was like, well, shit, all right, come on, let's go.
And even when being the oldest, they listen to nothing I say. They think,
are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Gotcha.
I thought
you wasn't the oldest.
Yeah,
I thought he was baby. Feel,
well, no.
Sheldon
is the baby.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. My baby, the youngest one got killed.
Right.
And then Sheldon will be the one up under. So it's me, Jamasha, Jeremy, Sheldon, Shalonda, Justin.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it been since your brother passed? How does that been?
The healing is a lot better. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a while. And I actually tell people, seek therapy. Yeah. Therapy has really helped me through this journey because I turned into, like, a very mean person.
Really?
Like, when my brother got killed, like, it's like I just hated everybody. And that hate is such a strong word, and I really mean, like, it felt like I just hated everybody. Like, somebody do this one small thing. Like, and I knew it was bad, y'all. And I tell this story, like, and no, most people really don't know, like, real close people. Me and Stacey have been friends for
eons.
The longest, like, high school. You know what I'm saying? And me and Stacey literally, like, got into, like, a fight over nothing. Like, that hurt me so bad to, like, fight my best friend and, like, get into it with my best friend. That hurt me so bad. And after that, I was like, uh-uh.
Was that the moment when you said, this is it, I need to do something different?
I was like, I have to go to therapy because this is just not right, especially for my mental. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm doing this to my best friend, like, who's next? You know what I'm saying? And it was just kind of like I was just going after everybody. So it was like, child, I'm going to be lonely.
Yeah. No, grief is a different process, especially when it's somebody that close to you.
Correct. And me and my brother was so, you know, you have like your siblings like that you're close with. Like it was me and my baby brother were the closest.
Gotcha.
Like we had that bond, and then Marsha's in Germany and Sheldon and Shalonda. Like, but then when I lost him, it was like, dog, I lost like my dog. That's my nigga. Like, to tell him everything.
Yeah.
So that was really, really
hard. Yeah, I'm the oldest. But me and my brother are, even though we're 10 years apart, We're close. Me and my sister talk, and you know, we hang out, we do stuff. But me and that nigga right there, because I feel like I raised him. You know, when I was 10, he was born. When I was 14, 15, he was 5, and it was like, take your brother with you. I was like, all right, nigga, come on here, get your book bag and your Barney, bitch, let's go.
Correct.
So I could definitely understand that can be like just hard to deal with, like a hole in your heart almost.
Yes. Correct.
And people say all the time, like, grief is one of those things where you have to figure out how you're going to grieve or how long or, you know, just the process of it. Mm-hmm. Am I going to sit in the bed all day today or am I going to really try to get up and get through this or am I going to seek therapy? But I think the therapy part is really what helps you get through
it. Correct. And I just think therapy, even if you're not experiencing grief, I just think therapy is just something everyone should do.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It has helped me. And Tiffany Gillian, she's my therapist. Okay. And it's just done. It made me in tune with a lot of the reasons of like, okay, Mos, you do this because this happened to you.
Right.
Now learn to heal from that. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Like, so she done helped me so much.
Shout out to Tiffany. She was
so sweet.
She was
She's a social worker.
Social worker at the school where I used to work at.
Yes. She helped me out so much. Cool. So hopefully within another year of therapy, I might find me somebody.
Hey.
I need to be married by 40.
Why? Why 40?
I just want to be married. If I feel like if I ain't married by 40, I'm just like, forget it.
Well, here I am. I might as well just say forget it.
No, that's just me.
No. Trust me. Listen, at 42, I was just telling this guy that I'm cool with, this shit ghetto as fuck. Like, dating at 42 has to be the weirdest experience. And he was like, "Why? Well, what's wrong? I'm sure the niggas be on you." Listen, I feel like men sometimes want attention, or they want to see how far you'll let them into your space. And then once they get in your space a little bit, then they just kind of switch up a little bit. Like, I'm kind of experiencing that right now, and it's just like, nigga, this is not the nigga you were in my DMs. Like, you was applying the pressure, and now you're coasting. Listen, you're coasting down the street with the car in neutral. Like, what the fuck is going on? And I don't have time for that. You 40, I'm 42. Like, I ain't saying meet me at church house, but what I am saying is please don't waste my time.
Correct.
And please don't play in my face.
Correct, yeah.
So how do you feel like, so you've given yourself 40, but are you on a good path there?
No. Girl, I get aggravated.
Moses
so
said
fast.
That so yeah. discouraging. He's like, no, I'm not there yet.
My biggest thing is I don't think my husband is in Augusta, Georgia.
Hello. I've said that numerous times.
I don't think so. And the reason I say that too, one reason is because any guy I try to date in Augusta is kind of like the first red flag for me is for you to tell me who I am without me telling you. Who I am.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you already got your perspective of me before me. I don't even tell you anything just off of what you see off social media. Social media is social media. I put what I want you to know up there. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's for entertainment.
It's entertainment.
I'm a comedian.
Correct. Yeah. This is my
bitch,
job.
I'm a comedian. I'm a
paid.
Class clown.
Correct.
I am a goddamn therapist.
Yes.
I'm whatever you want me to be.
When they come with that, it's kind of like, oh, yeah. No, I'm done with it. And then trying to date long distance is like,
it's hard.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
It's frustrating.
Like, I want to see you, but I got to go to work. So yeah. Do I come see you and miss out on money and spend money or... So I haven't found that balance.
Yeah.
So right now it's giving, girl. I say 40. I might need to move to 45.
All right, just move it to 43.
Girl, I keep moving.
It's coming, y'all.
I keep. It's it was 30.
Okay. So woo shit. You passed that deadline.
Girl, I'm 8 years past. So I had to move it up to 40. I'm
just,
I probably end up moving
inch 40. Just inching up to about 43. I think you'll be good right up in there.
Yes.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Listen.
If it came for me, it's coming for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, and I used to be out here. Like,
how many times you curve Coop before?
Now let's be clear. I didn't curve Coop when Coop tried to talk to me years ago. I just felt like he wasn't in a good space to receive what I had to give.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I'm like,
that's a curve though, bitch.
Okay. Be clear. But I was like, he fine. You know, he this.
Yeah.
But I was just in a really good space, and I just knew what I wanted. And then when he came back around, he was in a really great space. I was in a really great space, so it just kind of meshed. And the one thing I can appreciate about Coop is that from day one, he said, I know how to treat a woman.
Mm.
And girl. I know how to treat you, and I'm going to do it right the first time.
Mm.
And he stood on that since then. And here we are a year or so later. And
that's
he's
good.
The first man that's ever.
Just give me a heads up so I could lose at least 50 pounds before the wedding, bitch.
Girl, that's I'm definitely gonna, her husband.
Listen, they
look
for sure.
So good together. I just
for
be
sure.
Like, oh.
Love them to death. Listen. Yes.
Look at them.
Listen, they give me like a smidge of hope. Just a smidge. But then I meet somebody and he be stupid. And I be like, yes. You niggas are fucking dumb.
And then I just love the confidence and like the. How y'all just look at each other and just be like, I mean, I don't care about no outsiders. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that.
And yeah.
Like,
don't even
Shay could be at the bar
it.
And the girls be like, oh my God, he is so fine. Oh my God. And I'd be like,
that's
her girl. And
that shit don't ruffle her feathers.
She'd be like, he is, isn't he? I was like, girl, you good. Because I would be like, bitch, that's my man. So y'all might need to get your drink and go ahead and move
and get
on to
the fuck
yeah.
on home.
And
listen.
I'm not going home. All right.
Listen, one night we was in there, and this older lady, now she was older than me, she laying that bitch on thick. She was like, oh, he's nice looking. He this and he that. And she talking to Shay. Not knowing, don't have a clue. She was like, you think so? I'm looking at this bitch. Now you just encouraging
girl, that's
her
what she
ass.
Did to the girls. I was like, what the hell?
And then further along in the conversation, she told the lady, she said she wondered if he had a girlfriend or something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this bitch, I'm like, I don't know. Like, she just seeing it.
I said, I don't know, ask him. So she was like, honey, do you have a girlfriend? He said, yeah, she right there. She was like, oh my God.
Looking
I'm
stupid.
So sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. And I'm sitting on the other side of her, like, this dumb shit right
yes.
here. Like,
oh, she good. So I think that's why I haven't received my blessing yet because I haven't got that mature to be like,
okay.
got some things to work
that
on.
Takes a lot of reassurance. That takes a
correct.
Lot of,
yes.
Like, back. You know, background work that, you know, when people say, oh, you and Coop, you know, relationship goes, I laugh because I'm like, we do a lot of background stuff that people will never see.
Right.
We have a lot of conversations where it's like, that's his job. And I know he's handsome. And hey, if you got to flirt a little bit to get an extra look tip, you go ahead.
Because I'm going to need that. Mama need that bag.
I need my flowers every 2 weeks. I need my just because gifts. So,
right.
You know, you go right ahead. But. It also comes with trust and you know, realizing that, hey, babe, this is my job. Because, you know, men try to talk to me all the time, too. But, honey, I ain't even my man. I made that very clear.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. It'll come. Do you feel like you have a hard time now that you just are this popular person all yes. across the board, in the bar, in the salon, party promoter, all this great stuff? Do you sometimes feel like you can't be you?
Girl, yes.
Really?
Yes. Now, it's kind of like, I can't go nowhere. Everywhere I go is literally eyes on me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I cannot do.
Can't
and I always
up.
Tell people, like, I don't see how celebrities do this because it's just, I literally, I can be somewhere, Mo, like me and my mama be somewhere eating, and people done walked up and was like, oh my God, Moses, Mr. Freaknik, they'll say something. I'm like, y'all.
What does your mom say?
She be like, yeah, this is my son. Like, especially my daddy. My daddy love it. My daddy, he's a manager at Club Car.
Okay.
So he be like, Moses Counts. Your son, Mo Counts. Yeah, that's my boy. They get to talking about my daddy call me. He be like, yeah, I met somebody else. No, they be like, yeah, you Mo Daddy. That's Mo Daddy. He be like, yeah, y'all don't forget, I'm Big Mo. That's Lil Mo. I be like, Lord, my daddy love it. But it really, like, I really just have no, like, I have no privacy now. Like, I have no just, hey, this is me. Like, even when we go out, Yasmin will be like, can y'all leave him alone, please? Because that's why I really, Limelight is the only place I go, because Limelight is kind of like one of the places, like, everybody in there know everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cheers.
Right. And then Cooper tell you, like, if he be like, oh, Moses is going to leave. But if it's too many people in there and they get to doing all their talking to me and just want to leave me alone, I'd be like, oh, Cooper, I got to go. It's too. Yeah. It's,
that's
too
why,
weird.
Like, I tell people all the time, I like to speak, but I like to speak and let people do their thing, especially if we're not together. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to, like, oh my God, hey, I'd be like, hey, Moses. And I'd be like, back over here with my friends, you know, because mm-hmm. people are out with their friends and they want to have a good time. They don't want to, like, low key play celebrity. Like, yeah. you know, like, it's just, it's kind of frustrating.
You have to, like, well, at least I feel like I have to speak, I have to talk, because I can't just be a jackass and be like, oh, no. So I have to smile and, hey, how you doing? And in my head, sometimes, not, and if y'all listening, just know, in my head, sometimes I'd be like, can you just leave me alone? Please.
You got to catch him when he in a good mood. Yeah. Or not in a good mood, but just when you're in the space where you're like, all right, hey, you, yeah, you know, whatever. But I think people have a hard time deciphering when is a good time to do those type of things mm-hmm. because.
And then when they do that, they just stare. And that's even, that's weirdest worse. Thing ever. Mm-hmm. Yes. To just stare at somebody, I'm like.
Now, listen, I ain't Money Mo, but, honey, a guy stopped me on the elevator one time in the mall, and I don't never go in the mall. I saw him staring at me. I was like, maybe he's trying to holler or something. I don't know. Like, but I kept going because, babe, I'm trying to get to the Cinnabon place with my fat ass. And so he was like, hey, are you Mo? I was like, uh-huh, yeah. And I'm like, did I meet this nigga on a dating website? I'm scared now. So he was like, oh, I listen to your podcast. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, yes. All right, cool. Thank you so much, baby. Keep listening. And, baby, I'm on the elevator because I'm trying to get to the Cinnabon place, sir. Please don't distract me. But that's happened to me a few times, and it always be guys. And that made me nervous because guys don't know how to be cool. They don't know how to just be like, what's up? I listen to your podcast. You know, that's all you got to do. Yeah. Don't be a creep about it.
Yeah.
Because now I'm nervous, you know, and I don't know what you're going to do or say next. And now I'm trying to skip the fuck up out of here so I can get the fuck away from you. So
I be nervous when women be doing that. I was at the laundromat dropping off my comforter the other day, and this lady was like, your name Shea Good? I reached in my purse.
Yeah,
that bitch will pull out that gun, that fucking BB gun, any fucking time somebody look at her wrong. She seriously. Be like, you got my purse?
I said, yeah. She was like, oh, I know you, and I'm really good with faces. So if I've seen your face, I know it if I see it again. And I was like, you do? She was like, yeah. She was like, you do ratchet bing? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I've been to a few shows. Thank you for coming.
Girl, come again. Goddamn.
But it do be weird when people see you. Even like me and Coop, we have to joke about it because he'll call me and be like, babe, some girl saying she know you. And I'm like, who is it? And girls will go to him like, I know you. You Shay boyfriend. And I'll be like, I don't know her.
Right.
And people think people they know you because they follow you on social media.
Yeah, correct.
Do you think that's, people done that to you?
All the time. They'll be like, yeah, you such a, my sister said she'll go somewhere. They be like, oh my God, Moses' sister, Money Mo's sister. And she be like,
hey. The fuck are you?
And then even with me working at the school, now like, it's so weird seeing like kids come to the club. They be like, Mr. Moses. I'm like,
woo, you done made it to a milk.
You cannot
status.
Say that.
Listen.
You cannot.
And you have to check them, especially like being in the school system and stuff. Like, sometimes I'll have parents come in and they'll be like, Shay, Miss Gail, how you doing? Yeah. Please address me as Miss Gail at all times. Because their kids are here and then they'll come to the school snickering like, oh, my mama know her real name.
Yeah.
And that ain't even her real name. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Moses, you have been coined the life of the party, but I think what I like the most is you have so many friend groups. Mm-hmm. How do you manage your friend groups? Because listen, I'm gonna tell you for sure. I like your guy friend group. Y'all look like y'all have so much fun together. And from what I see, because I see now. Looks like y'all been friends for a very long time. Very long time. So you have your friends in Augusta, but then you have your guy group, and then you're friends with Jeremy. He went to Josie. He's he's such an amazing stylist. Like, when I see him style somebody, I be like, he put that motherfucking shit on. Yes. That was cute. I like that. Because, bitch, I am a mannequin type bitch. If the mannequin got it on, let me get it. I want it. So how do you manage your friend groups? Because we can all be different in front of different or with different people. I'm not saying you being fake or something, but you're just a different person with different groups of people. How do you manage your friend groups?
All of us are really the same.
Okay.
I'm just the wild. In both friend groups, they always say I'm the wildest one. And like, I'm just the partier or whatever. But here, I don't really have a male group of friends. I ain't gonna say of course, but all my male friends in Atlanta, all of us live the same lifestyle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So here, I don't really have nobody that has the same lifestyle as me that I'm really, really close to. I'm cool like I am with them because we've been cool for 17, 18 years. Like, all of us been best friends for that long. So I just hang with my female group of friends here, and all of us been friends for the long. The newest one would be Turbo.
Okay.
And me and Turbo have been cool. It's been 10 years now.
Okay.
So it's just like with them, my day one. So we kind of know each other. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Like, I ain't dealing with her today. She got an attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we more so, I think, too, while we stay so solid, we don't mind telling each other how we feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you. I don't have to tell Shay how I feel about you. I'm going to tell you because as my friend, I should be able to do that. And we should be able to talk about it. We don't got to go on social media and
send subliminal
messages and all. Just talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Like, let's talk and we're going to get over with it. Because if you don't talk to me, I don't know what I did offended you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to do it and it's just going to aggravate you more and more and more. And then, boom.
And then something going to happen. Away.
Correct. Yeah. So, we really just an open book with each other. All of us.
Yeah.
Just open book. And we always tell each other, too, we joke and jive on each other so much. So it's kind of like, you ain't got no reason but to be just honest with each other because we're going to tell you. We don't have no problem telling anything.
When the guys going on another trip? Y'all ain't been on.
Well, all of them going to actually be down here this weekend, too.
Yay! Yes,
they all get down here Friday.
Look, I be watching the sales. I be like, ooh, the boys went out of town this weekend. It's going to be a good weekend, bitch.
They're going to be down here.
My old ass be in the bed like, ooh, look at my sister's friend.
But our next trip, we going to L.A.
Okay.
Memorial
that's
going to
be fun.
I actually hate L.A.
Why?
It's so boring.
Is it?
Yes. It's so boring. I
never
to
been.
Me. I hate it.
Check that off my list.
Yeah.
I'm still going. Like take me to the beach.
It's so superficial. And then LA is kind of like the real, like, who's who. All the good parties you got to be invited to. Mm. All the, like, and you're not really going to have fun until you go to the hood. Like, you have to go to Inglewood, Compton, all those
areas.
Baby,
I'm scared to go out there.
Really, you better be seriously, girl, because. It was given. One of my homeboys, Archie, we went for his birthday.
Okay.
And he had on like, it was something like red, but majority of his outfit was red. So the Uber driver was like, where y'all going? Y'all going to this address? We was like, yeah. He was like, y'all from here? We was like, nah. He was like, oh, tell your friend he might want to go change his clothes because he don't need to wear that over there where y'all going. So he went and changed his whole outfit. I was like, fuck that. I'm finna go put on white. I don't even want to wear no goddamn.
Can't go wrong,
bitch. Seriously, let me go put on all white. So it's real serious over there. Like, when you get to the hood, them colors, like, they really gangbanging.
Ooh, I ain't about that life.
But L.A. was it. And then the food, girl, just Mexican. I ain't really. That
now,
ain't
you know
mine.
What? I was in Phoenix 2-3 weeks ago. If a motherfucker said burrito one more time, taco or whatever, I was going to lose my shit. We had
so
burritos for breakfast. We had a breakfast burrito. I was like, but what's in it? Oh, everything. Hash browns, grits, eggs.
See,
I'm like,
no.
I don't want that. Then what we having for dinner? Tacos. No, I don't want Del Taco. It's like fucking McDonald's of tacos. Like, I don't want that shit. So, yes, when you get to the West Coast, baby,
girl,
you can kiss soul so food and everything else, good fucking bye. It's out the door. So, Moses, I know you've lived in Atlanta before, mm-hmm. but do you think you're ever leaving Augusta?
I don't know. If I get a job, so my dream job is to work in production, like TV and film.
Okay. Doing hair.
Hairstylist. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So if I join the union, good. Yeah, if I join the union and they give me a job, if I join the union in Atlanta, I go. But just to go and move and
so when you gonna do it? What the process at? What we doing?
I'm just still stuck in the air if I really, really want to do it.
Okay.
So that's my dream job, but I just have like this thing in my heart for kids. I don't know why.
Okay.
I really want to work in the school system too.
Don't do it.
I want to so
don't
bad.
Don't do it.
I want to be a college teacher.
You doing it for what? For the passion?
Because I love baby, kids.
You better keep that job at studio.
I love them kids. Yeah. I love, especially high school kids.
Yeah. But
I
you know
really,
what?
I really love them.
I don't think, and I'm gonna just keep it real. I don't think since what's her name? Selena Soul, she used to be a cosmetology teacher over at Laney. Shout out to Miss Campbell. She used to be a cosmetology teacher at Josie. I don't think any of these schools have had good cosmetology teachers since those mm-hmm. ladies,
right.
since their era. Because, baby, that's why people always ask me all the time, oh, who does your hair? I get a who does your hair all the time. And I be like, oh, me. And they be like, you cut it? No, I don't cut it. But I pay somebody to cut it. I'm going to relax it and style right, it right. myself. Or shit, I cut that bitch last. I pulled up them clippers and got that mirror, and we was right here. And yeah. I was, you know. But I took cosmetology. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything I stuck with. But I can do my own hair. I probably haven't been to a hairstylist in maybe 5 or 6 years. Because oh, yeah. I can do my own hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And short hair is not easy, but... Mm-hmm. It could be done. You just right. gotta know what you're doing. But I think that would be good for you. But bitch, keep your night job and your day job. But no, you know, we need more people that are passionate about yeah. helping these kids foster what careers they want to do. Because sometimes you get in these positions and you don't have the right people really mm-hmm. like teaching them what they need to know or just developing the relationships. Cause like y'all was saying, you know, kids seeing you, I was at the Masters mm-hmm. minding my business. This little girl was like, hey, Coach Rose. Cause I'm Coach Rose Monday through Friday from August to May. You know, I coach cheer, and I had never seen this little girl before. She never cheered for me,
right.
but I'm like, hey, how you doing? She was like, I'm good. She was like, I like your Master shirt. She was like, are you excited to be here? I was like, I am, girl. It's hot as shit, but I'm right. excited. And you know, when you have those relationships with kids,
yes.
they last forever. They remember you forever. They love you. They always come back to see you. And I just remember that for me. Mm-hmm. I remember going back to school, telling my teachers how much I appreciated them and seeing them now, and they're so much older. And I'm like, man, I just remember when we was walking through them halls at T.W. Jones, like, it was a great thing. I feel like if that's something you want to do, you should definitely yeah. do it. You should
really pray on it, though.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't get me wrong. Listen. I love being an educator. I love the kids. But you really have to have a passion for it. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when it comes to kids, I have a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot for me to get to a point where I'm like, all right, I ain't got no more. But it's because I enjoy developing them. Mm-hmm. I enjoy teaching them things. Because as a teacher, we teach way beyond the curriculum.
Child,
correct.
Life skills.
You know, we teach them life skills, social skills. We teach them how to deal with some of the things wipe they have going ass, on at home. Pray.
Girl. Yeah. Did you wash your hands?
But it's a big responsibility. And like Mo said, some people do it just because, oh, I couldn't get a job in mm-hmm. whatever field. But when you go into it with a passion, it's more of a reward than a pay. Because, of course, we don't mm-hmm. get paid enough. But to see a student that you had 2-3 years later and they come to you like, oh, I remember you was my teacher. Oh, my God. Just know that the things you taught me, I used. Da-da-da-da.
Correct.
And it's like, you know what? I might be doing the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that is what keep me in education.
Yeah. I'm not physically in the classroom anymore. Coaching is more my thing. I've battled if I'm going to go back to the classroom, but I like working in IT. I like, you know, doing what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to stay here for a little while, for a little while, and I do other stuff. I like also taking pictures of kids. I do sports photography too. So that's like something new that I've been working on that I love. So I'm going to just stick with that. Yeah. I'm going to stay the fuck out that classroom. Yeah. I'm going to catch my kids in the street.
Right.
But it definitely has to be a patch. But, you know, pray about it, and see what happens from there. Aside from maybe practicing cosmetology in the classroom, what else is next for you?
That's really it.
More parties?
I can't wait.
Well,
more headache.
Listen, hello. So when is Freaknik?
Freaknik is Sunday.
Okay.
April 28th.
Okay.
At May Park.
Right, but you know, it's a week. So first of all, if you didn't know, Moses' birthday is the 26th. So yes. Baby, we're going to party all week. Come on, Taurus. All week, yes. So what's line up the events for us?
So Friday night, we're at Studio.
Shout out to Studio.
Yes. Saturday day, we at 3DL for the day party.
Okay.
It's me, Mike, and Radik.
Okay.
And Sunday, we at May Park for Freaknik. And then the after party is at Rain. With the dancers.
Okay. Now, I might not make it to that one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there the rest of
it. Yes.
Well, Moses, thank you so. Listen, this was nice.
Yes, I enjoyed myself.
This is my welcome back episode after a 90-day hiatus. Yeah. This was nice. I was excited. I knew you were gonna have a lot to talk about. You just sitting here talking to you. I interviewed your cousin a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Y'all are so much alike in a lot of ways. Shout out to Dr. Boots.
Yes,
she's Dr. Boots. So sweet. Love her. She's over at Alabama.
Yes, A&M.
Yeah, A&M. Yes. All right. Well, we appreciate it so much. Make sure you get your coolers ready.
Yes, please.
Your bamboo earrings, your Freaknik outfits, leave the drama at home.
The Daisy Dukes.
Absolutely.
And the guys, the ladies say y'all need to wear basketball shorts with no draws.
Hello.
They're tired of doing all the work.
Woo.
And my man ain't going to be out there.
All right. Y'all come out and have a good time. Moses,
yes,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Another year around the sun. I hope God just blesses you tremendously.
Thank you. You deserve it.
I love
you.
We're going to get on up out of here because for y'all that don't know, I got to go to work in the morning.
Okay.
And we appreciate everything that y'all do. Keep listening to Conversations with Mo. Make sure you share the podcast with another Taurus.
Please.
This week. Make sure you share the podcast with another Taurus. Shay, thank you so much, friend. Yes. I appreciate you. All right, we're going to get the fuck on up out of here.
Peace out.
Conversations with Mo is available on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Music Play. Please like, rate, and subscribe.